Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Canada thanks Peru for its presentation this morning. We welcome Peru's provision of intercultural and bilingual education to Indigenous youth as part of its national education plan. Canada recommends that Peru, 1, take concrete measures to ensure that women and girls live free from gender-based violence by significantly improving the rates of prosecution and providing adequate services for survivors. 2, adopt public policies to increase access to family planning and emergency contraception, comprehensive sexuality education, and to decriminalize abortion in the cases of rape, incest, non-viability of the fetus, and endangerment to the mother's health. 3, dedicate sufficient resources to processes for granting land title and recognition of land rights for Indigenous peoples, including support for an official comprehensive database of Indigenous territories. 4, amend existing legislation to recognize sexual orientation and gender identity as grounds for discrimination and allow for the prosecution of hate crimes on this basis. In 2015, Peru created a national registry for victims of forced sterilization in response to a recommendation by the UN Human Rights Committee. What progress has been made towards ensuring justice and reparations for all survivors of forced sterilization? Finally, we welcome Law 1186, adopted in 2015, governing the use of force by police. We stress the importance of members of the National Police receiving the necessary training to understand and implement its provisions. We wish Peru every success on this third UPR cycle.